Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
The Lutheran Inquisitor, examining pressing issues and their ramifications for the Church today. The effect of Lutheran radio ministry in Ghana is the topic of today's show with your host, Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. If you have any questions about this or any of our programs, please send us an email at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. And if you'd like to listen to this broadcast again or any of our other broadcasts, go onto our website, click the podcast button, and scroll down to hear any of the broadcasts that we have available. Today, we're very pleased to welcome to the Lutheran Inquisitor, the Reverend John Donko of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana. Pastor Donko is studying at Westfield House in Cambridge, and we've invited him to Lutheran Radio to tell us a little bit about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Ghana, his ministry, his radio ministry there, and also his experience at Westfield House. Pastor Donko, welcome to Lutheran Radio.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
In the year 1968-69, thereabout, a missionary from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was sent to Ghana, and his name is Reverend Vernon Schindler. It was through his ministry that I became a Lutheran, and I was baptized in 1973 in a church called St. John's Lutheran Church in Takoradi, in the western part of Ghana. Then after that, I've been in the Sunday school, I've been in the youth ministry, in the congregational activities until I went to college, finished, and then the church asked me to come for training so that I will be able to serve the church in future. So in the year 1988, I was sent to Nigeria to start my pastoral training. I did that for 2 years and came back, and I was commissioned in 1991, January 20th, and sent to the central part of Ghana. That is where I began my actual ministry, by planting 3 churches in that area. Soon after that, the church called me to go to Uganda as a missionary to start the Lutheran Church in Uganda. And I went in September 1994. I was there until 2002, when Ghana called me back to Ghana to take up the leadership of the Lutheran, our ministry office there in Ghana. I have a wife, 4 kids, 3 boys and 1 girl. I also studied at the Makerere University for my mass communication bachelor's. And then also did a little bit of diploma in journalism. And then been doing a lot of seminar and workshops in the United States several times. These have all gone to encourage me in my work for the church and for the Lutheran media ministry. So right now I am looking forward to finishing my program here and going back to reunite with my family. This is the first time I've left them for that long. Normally I would travel 1 week, 2 weeks. The longest will be 1 month, but this is the first time. I must also say that for the first time I've seen snow, because for about 25 or 20 years that I've been traveling, I always do that during the summer. But this time around, it's in the winter and I've seen snow. So I even mentioned it to my family and they were all laughing. But it's a good experience for me. And I'm looking forward to returning and continuing with the job that I've been asked to do by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana? When it began, how many members it has, the number of pastors, how it trains its pastors? Just give us, if you wouldn't mind, a big overview of the church body there.
Well, thank you very much. The Lutheran Church in Ghana began in 1958 when a man called Asante, he's also a pastor of the Zion Church, went to the United States to study, and then came into contact with some Lutheran missionaries who were going to Nigeria. But during his seminary training in U.S., he studied Reformation and heard a lot about Martin Luther, what he did with the Reformation. And so when he met these missionaries who were Lutheran missionaries going to Africa, he asked them if they could bring the church to Ghana. It didn't work the way he thought until after some time. The Lutheran Church in Nigeria sent a missionary to Ghana to assess the possibility of starting a Lutheran church. At that time, there were a lot of Nigerians who were also in Ghana. And so the first missionary who was sent, Dredke, James Dredke, came. And then from Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, And from there, a church was started in Accra, and then it went to Kumasi, and then to Takoradi, and later on, more churches were planted. So we say that the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana began in 1958, and it was incorporated or registered with the government of Ghana in 1960. And since then, it's become a national church in terms of spread, because we are covered in all the regions of Ghana, all the 10 regions of Ghana. We have a membership of about 15,000 and in 10 congregations and 200 preaching stations. Most of our churches, the preaching stations are scattered in the rural areas of the northern part of Ghana. Now we currently have about 35 pastors, ordained pastors, and 25 still going through education, seminary educate training to be ordained into the ministry.
Now, where do they go to receive their training? Is there a seminary in Ghana?
Yes, initially there was no seminary in Ghana. We were training our pastors in Nigeria Lutheran Seminary, where I attended myself. But in the year 1999-2000, there about, the church in Ghana decided to have its own seminary, so they started one in Ghana. But before then, we have been training our pastors in Nigeria. When it gets to the advanced stages of studies, we normally send them to the States, Fort Wayne or Concordia, St. Louis. And recently, we also added Westfield House.
Yes, we've had several students from Ghana attending Westfield House, and it's been a real blessing for us. So we pray that link continues. Can you give us a little bit about the makeup of the population of Ghana? How many people live there? What percentage would be Christian? What percentage would be Muslim? What percentage would be other religions?
Ghana is about 25 million people. And out of these 25 million people, 75% are Christians, 17% are Muslims, and the rest traditional religion. In fact, many years ago, the Christian population was really having a very stiff opposition with the Islam religion. But thanks be to God, the situation is changing. The Christians are growing stronger and stronger. And even the traditional religion is also going down. And we've been able to manage to reach all corners of the country in Ghana. So I would say that the Christian population is quite encouraging.
And it's also my understanding that the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Ghana is very active in reaching out not just with the gospel of Jesus Christ and its proclamation, but also helping the people through social ministries. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do to assist the people of Ghana?
Yes. In addition to the spiritual upliftment and then nourishment, we also assist in areas where people are hurting. Normally in the rural areas, they face a lot of challenges, things to do with clean water. So the church tries to reach them by providing boreholes or wells where they could also get some clean drinking water. We also have problems with diseases, waterborne diseases, cholera, malaria, and so on. And so we try to supply medical needs in order to alleviate the sufferings of our people. Normally when it rains, we have a lot of floods, and we have to go to the rescue of people who are suffering by providing clothing, sometimes food items. We also run an ambulance service because transportation system is very, is not existent in some parts, the remotest part of the country. So when there is an emergency, the nearest hospital or health post would require some means of transport, which is not there. So we provide that a means of transport by way of ambulance services. We also help the locals. Agriculture is the mainstay of the life of the people there. So we help them to develop, you know, modern way or modern techniques of improving on their agricultural activities so that they could have more yield to subsistent farmers as well as be able to sell some to keep the family going. We also do literacy activities. You know, most people can't read and write. And so we help them to learn how to read and then write. We call it literacy program. So these are some of the things that we've been doing to assist our people in diverse ways, in addition to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And I understand you often work very closely with the government in carrying out these programs. Is that correct?
Yes, in areas where it's been very difficult for even the government infrastructure to reach there, and we are providing something the government really encourage and support such move so that the people are helped in that manner.
I also understand that the Lutheran Church in Ghana has a radio ministry, of which you are very involved in. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about what you do with your radio?
Well, actually, after my seminary training in Nigeria, I served for about 2 years in Ghana, and I was sent to Uganda as a pioneer missionary. And while I was there, the workload was too much. I couldn't reach everywhere, so radio broadcast was introduced. We worked that with the Lutheran Hour Ministries in the States, and we set up a branch of the Lutheran Hour Ministry office in Uganda. And through this radio ministry, we were able to reach all corners of the country. And many people wrote back asking where the church could be found. And then through that, we were able to plant a number of churches, 17 churches. And then also through that, the radio ministry used it to do Bible correspondent courses, which people really responded very well, and through that able to plant a number of churches. Now, in 2003, I was asked to come back home to Ghana to take up the leadership of the Lutheran Hour Ministries office there in Ghana. And since I realized radio was, or radio has been a very important tool in the spread of the gospel, we introduced the studio aspect so that we'll be able to produce our own programming and then use it for the other existing stations like the government radio station. We produce our own programming and then send it to the government radio station. In fact, I must add that our programming has been one of the best qualities, because normally they will not accept recorded programs outside their own studios. But we thank God that Lutheran Hour Ministries in Ghana was able to produce quality programming for the national radio station. And so through that, we've been able to reach, because it's a government radio station which has a relay, it goes very far, all the corners of the country. And lots of responses are received every week. And people call the church to come and plant churches. And the church send people in there, train the local people, and then the church starts there. So we see media as a very powerful tool, especially radio, in the spread of the gospel and also reaching out to people in every corner of our country.
So the Lutheran Hour in Ghana, what would that consist of? Walk us through your typical broadcast, if you wouldn't mind.
What we do is that we have 15 minutes slot, which is broadcast every Saturday in the morning, 7:15, after the major news bulletin. Then we have the Lutheran Hour Ministry program called In Touch. It talks about social issues with a gospel angle. A question is asked, and then we see how Christ comes in and how he helps us to understand, and also how to go about all kinds of difficulties that we face in life. And so after the program, a question is asked, and then people call in to give an answer to the question that had been posed by the presenter. And the first five who call are given some kind of incentive, either a Bible or a T-shirt or some kind of a souvenir of the ministry. And this has gone on very, very well.
So does your broadcast include then a sermon, or is it just more of a Bible study?
Okay, the structure is like this. We begin with a signature tune, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And then the presenter comes in and announces the speaker. And then the speaker comes with a message, which is about 8 minutes. And then a music or a hymn that goes with a core message is played. And after that, we announce where this programming is coming from. And then people are directed to the various churches, the branches, where the churches are located. So it's 15 minutes every week.
As well as your work in radio, are you serving a parish or parishes? Because as I understand it, many folks in Ghana have to look after several, if not dozens, of parishes on occasion.
Well, I used to do that when I was a missionary, but in Ghana, we have, God has been very good to us. We have a lot of pastors. But I also preach almost every other Sunday when I'm invited by the congregations to go and preach with them. So it's quite a busy schedule because we do a lot of training also. We do training for our lay leaders how to do follow-up, because one of the major headaches that we have is when people respond, the ability and the passion to make a follow-up is something which is very difficult. So we train our local leaders to be able to do the follow-up.
So how do you do that? And how do you follow up these contacts that you receive?
We write to them. We invite them to the office. And if they are not able to come to the office, we go there ourselves. Most often, it's a group of people in a locality who might have done our Bible correspondent courses, and they want more teaching. So we will send somebody there to go and do the teaching at the base. And then if it develops, probably they will ask for a church to be planted, or a weekly Bible studies like that. It's been a very helpful following up with our lay people in this regard.
You also mentioned that your first call was to Uganda and your work that was done there. Could you tell us a little bit more, perhaps, about the state of the Lutheran Church in Uganda today?
Well, when we went there, we were two pastors who went there. One later on left for the States, and I was there alone. And looking back 15 years, I'm very happy seeing that a lot of the men who were in our catechism classes have now become pastors. Just a week ago, I received an email from one of the pastors who were ordained, saying that, oh, we were three who have been ordained, and it's a joy to hear. They now have 23 pastors and 53 congregations. The church is growing. Recently, there was some, you know, with any growth comes with its own struggles, and there was some leadership, you know, struggle, but they are working through that to make the church stable and do the work that God has asked them to do in Uganda.
Pastor Dunko, you're currently studying at Westfield House. Can you tell us a little bit about that and perhaps how it relates to the education that you received in Africa and maybe how the two can work hand in hand?
Well, I'm very happy in the first place to be able to come to Westfield House. The studies have been structured in such a way that it is quite enriching. I've been doing a lot of the confessions, the formula, and then the Greek and the Hebrew. I know that when we resume in January, more of the courses will be added. And the good thing about it is that students are given opportunity to lead morning devotions, and by so doing, we gain a confidence and extra knowledge in how to lead service. And also the sermons have been very edifying. Every week, Mondays, we do presentation. Everybody is given a topic to prepare and present a paper, which has been very, very useful. I think that is the most important aspect as compared to some of the studies that we had in Africa, especially in Nigeria. The fact that the lecturers are around you and you make a presentation, and then they ask you questions where you miss one or two things, you are encouraged or corrected, and then you also ask questions and things like that. It's very enriching, and I appreciate that very much. I also see the education or the training here as more academic as compared to the previous ones that we have had. Even though we're doing Christian training or doctrine, you are not biased towards your own doctrine. You also, you know, look at the way other people also interpret scripture and so on. So you have a fair idea of what is going on in other fields and so on. So it's quite enriching and challenging because you need to read a lot. The teachers, lecturers will give you portions of text for you to read and then really make up in terms of you arguing a case out, not one-sided. You know, you look at all the possible answers to that, and then at the end of it, you make your own conclusion based on the scriptures, of course. So it's very, very helpful. And I want to go back and encourage a lot more people to come to Westfield House. Probably not only Lutherans coming here, but even people who are teaching all kinds of things, you know, in the other churches would also come to learn and then go back to interpret the Word of God in its truth and purity. I don't know how Westfield House would take it, but I would strongly suggest that they open their doors wider for more people to come, not necessarily Lutherans, but other churches, so that when they go back, they'll be able to also impact and then help people in Africa to really understand the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because what is going out there it gives concerns for worry. Just before I came, there was an advert on one of our radio stations and talking about Jesus coming. I was sharing this with you the other day. And he says, who told you that Jesus is coming? You think Jesus is a crazy man? All the kinds of things people did to him, you think he will come back to this sin world? He will never come back. So those of you who are talking about him coming back, forget about it, you know. But we have his promise. He says, I'll come back and I'll take you to where I have gone to prepare for you. So we need more of people to come so that they'll be able to propagate the truth of God's word to the people in Africa and in Ghana in particular.
Now, if there are folks interested in Westfield House who are listening in Africa or Asia, North America, South America, Europe, would you give them a word of encouragement to pursue their thoughts, their dreams of coming to Westfield House?
I would, on my own, go back and encourage lots more of my colleagues to look for ways of coming here to get more training so that they would go back and really give very good theology and teaching to our people back home.
Now, what are your future plans, Pastor Donko? I understand your interest in radio, your work there.
Yeah.
When you return to Ghana, what do you pray that God will have in store for you there?
Yes, I've been looking forward to working more in the area of radio, media. I did communication in the university, and throughout my ministry, media has been one powerful tool that I've used in reaching out to people. Areas that you couldn't possibly go physically because of the hostility in the area, you could reach them by just sending a message in the air. So I'm seriously considering going back to look at the possibility of, you know, setting up a radio ministry that will reach out. And I'm impressed with the Lutheran radio and inspired to go back, you know, looking forward to being able to do that, to reach out to our people. Not only spreading the word of God, but also encouraging them in their own way of looking at life and improving on their lot in terms of health, in terms of hygiene, in terms of environment, and so on and so forth. You know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came into our sin world and brought us the good news of love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. And he also asked us to go and do the same. But when he was here, he did a lot of work. Miracles. He healed the sick. He gave eyes to the blind. You know, he raised the dead and so on. He fed the hungry. I mean, he fed the 5,000 people. So we are asked to go and do same with the power that he's given us to be able to meet people in their area of suffering or hurting. So I am looking forward going back home to begin this movement of using media to reach out to our people and then bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also helping them to improve on their own physical and God-given talent and abilities to be able to live happier lives.
So it sounds like your view of pastoral ministry and communicating the gospel and the view of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana is one of a very holistic view, that Jesus saves us from our sin. But because we are saved, because we see and feel and experience the love of God and the grace of God in our own lives, we've got to go out and share that with others.
Exactly.
And touch them where they are, where they're hurting.
Exactly.
And and we do pray God's richest blessings when you do return.
Thank you.
And also every blessing to the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Ghana.
Thank you very much.
Pastor Dongao, thank you for being our guest on Lutheran Radio UK. We pray God's blessings on the remainder of your time here in England and also on your return back home. Please take our greetings to all the saints back in Ghana.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Lutheran Inquisitor with Pastor John Ehlers. If you have any questions or comments about the issues raised in this program, send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. The podcast of this show is available from our website. Check our program online and stay tuned.